You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Next up, we have National MP himself, Jamie Lee Roth. Afternoon, Jamie Lee.
Hi, Amanda.
How are you? Not too bad. How are you?
I'm good. I'm in a select committee in Wellington. I'd probably prefer to be outside, but we're doing some good stuff.
Yeah, oh, that's good. This week, Bill English has given his first State of the Nation speech as Prime Minister, which follows the joint State of the Nation event by Labour and Green Party leaders last weekend. The overall kind of, like, he told us a lot about things that have changed under National's government in this last term, and he also introduced a new policy or a new announcement for an extra almost $500 million to the police force and an extra 1,000 police force. Do you think that this is the solution for reducing crime, or will National be following this up with other policies as well?
Well, there's lots of solutions around reducing crime, but having sufficient numbers of police on the ground doing the work is very important. We put 600 new police officers onto the streets of New Zealand when we first became the government, but it's fair to say that we haven't kept up the pace of bringing on new police as much as we probably should have. And for the first time last year, we saw what had previously been a downward trend in recorded crimes. We saw that trend tick back upwards again in the last year. So getting on top of law and order and crime rates is important, and putting more police officers onto the street is what we have to do. But when you say, you know, the solution to tackling crime, it's wider than just more police officers. You know, the first step to try and stop people getting involved in crime is start right back with the social investment approach that the government has, which is ensuring kids go to early childhood education, going to school, getting a job, not being welfare dependent, not ending up with connection with child, youth and family. If you are in a situation where you've got difficult life circumstances, there's a higher likelihood you'll commit crime. So the whole way in which government works now is about ensuring good outcomes for people, and one of those good outcomes is not being a victim of crime and not committing crime. And so the police are part of the answer, but there's a whole range of government initiatives underway. Having more police officers on the street, though, is what Bill announced yesterday.
Right, and is there some kind of support system for criminals after they're out of prison to get out of that kind of cycle that you're talking about?
Yes, so the $500 million headline figure, about 140 million of that over the four-year period is for wider justice sector initiatives. So the corrections department is no longer just about locking people up. It's about rehabilitation, ensuring that the people that leave the correction system at the end of their sentence are better people, and the recidivism rates are reduced. And so corrections and the wider justice system, they're geared towards trying to help people with whatever issues they have going on in their life. It might be drug or alcohol dependency, it might be an education deficit, whatever it is in their life. The justice system is designed to try and help those people to be better individuals once they leave the prison system. It's not always perfect, you don't always get it right, but the recidivism rates and reoffending is reducing as well, and that's quite a good news story. So 880 new sworn officers, 1,100 staff for police in total, but there's a whole lot of justice sector work going on behind the scenes with that too, and we'll see more of that being rolled out and talked about in the coming months.
And is any of that budget and staffing related to mental health support at all?
I don't have that level of detail, except I would say that $140 million for the wider justice sector initiatives definitely would include help for people that have a mental health issue that they need assistance with. I couldn't imagine that you'd have wider sector, justice sector initiatives and rehabilitation efforts without including that. That's obviously a key component. I don't know the detail of what that will involve, but I couldn't imagine that would be left out.
All right. And another thing that's happened this week is that the Prime Minister is being criticised quite a lot for not speaking out earlier against Trump's immigration bans. And then when he did come out and say that he doesn't want to create division and he isn't looking to implement that kind of policy in New Zealand, many people have said that that's quite a meek response. I guess I just want to know whether or not the national government condemns the ban and condemns that executive order.
Well, we don't support it and don't agree with it and wouldn't be doing it here in New Zealand. I guess it's easier to say whatever you want when you're not the person there that has to be on the other end of the phone with the president, or you're not the person having to, you know, ensure New Zealand has good relations with other countries. Bill English is in that position where he's the Prime Minister and represents the whole country. We always deliver messages and views to world leaders, but how you do it is pretty important. So I imagine when the Prime Minister and the President eventually talk, that this will be raised, but it has to be raised in a diplomatic way that is in line with what you would do with someone that's a friend of our country. Now, Donald Trump is doing some pretty extraordinary things that I don't think any country in the world would contemplate doing, and we certainly wouldn't here in New Zealand. But Bill's got a responsibility to ensure New Zealand's best interests as well. So what's probably more important for the Prime Minister and for the New Zealand government is to ensure that we do still have pathways for New Zealanders to enter the United States without too much of a hassle. And inflaming a relationship is not a way to ensure that for New Zealanders.
Sure. I am just interested if you would describe it, though, as a racist policy. I know Andrew Little has said that. Yeah, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, any policy which discriminates on the basis of religious belief or the predominant religious belief in a particular country and discriminates based on race, you'd describe as a racist policy. I don't think there's an accurate description you could really put on the policy that they've implemented, except for extraordinary and unusual and unwelcome to just about the rest of the world.
So you wouldn't say it's racist then?
If it's discriminating on race, yes, but I'm not sure that they've specifically gone, if you're a particular race or ethnicity, then you can't come. It's around country. It's discriminating based on the country. But lying underneath that, that ban on a particular country is the predominant religious belief in those countries, and that's really, I think, unacceptable in the eyes of the international community.
Yeah, so maybe not necessarily, definitely, in your opinion, racist, but maybe Islamophobic, considering that those seven countries are majority Muslim countries.
It's probably more accurate, but I think focusing on ensuring continued access for New Zealanders, that should be what we focus on, rather than finding a nice word that the Leader of the Opposition enjoys to use to get a headline.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.